واصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. Be patient, because verily Allah would not indeed do away with the reward of the muhsineen, the good doers. It's important for us to have knowledge and ilm as it relates to as-sabr. So the question is, what is sabr? What is patience? The origin of patience is mentioned in the book of Log, in the books of language and the dictionaries of the Arabs. أصل صبر الحبس وكل من حبس شيئا فقد صبر. That the origin of patience is restraint and restraining. So anyone who restrains something has done sabr, as mentioned by Al-Jawhari rahimullah. And Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, he mentions three components of sabr in his definition of patience. He says, number one, حبس النفس عن الجزع وتسخط. And that is withholding the self from anxiety and anger. وحبس اللسان عن الشكوى. Withholding the tongue from complaining. والجوارح عن لطم الخدود. And withholding the limbs from slapping the face or hitting the face out of frustration. وشق الثياب, or ripping the clothes. ونحوهما, and its likes. So if you notice in this statement by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he's mentioned within it the definition of al-iman. That iman is in the heart, the tongue, and the limbs. And sabr is indeed incorporated in all these three areas. Abu Bakr al-Anbari rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned a nice benefit from some of the ulama. And that is that, why is it called sabr? Where did the word sabr, patience, come from? He says, إِنَّمَا سُمِيَ sabr sabran لِأَنَّ تَمَرَّرُهُ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَزِعَاجَهُ لِلنَّفْسِ كَتَمَرَّرِ الصَّبْرِ فِي الْفَمِ. And that is that, barakallahu fikum, sabr was actually a medicine. An old medicine was called sabr. And this sabr, this medicine, had a bit of bitterness in its taste, but benefit at the end. And that's why sabr is called sabr, as it is indeed difficult in times of trials and tests and so forth. But however, the result from it is indeed something healthy, something that is indeed beneficial for the abd, for the believer, for the one that implements and has this characteristics of a sabr. Amma ba'd, after this, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I want us to focus on the ta'rif or the definition Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentions in one of his works, yani Risala Ibn Qayyim al-Ahdi Ikhwani, where he wrote a treatise to one of his brothers. It's a definition and also it's categories of sabr. So if you like, we can say the definition and categories of as-sabr, categories of patience. Qala rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, huwa habsu nafs an muharimi Allah. And that is withholding the self from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed prohibited. وَحَبْسُهَا عَلَىٰ فَرَائِضِهِ. And indeed, controlling and restraining itself as it relates to that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has indeed legislated and made obligatory. And holding oneself's desires and pushing oneself to implement that which Allah has commanded. وَحَبْسُهَا عَنِ التَّسَخُّطِ وَشَكَايَةِ لِأَقْدَارِهِ. And withholding oneself from complaining and having been angry as it relates to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are three aspects that Ibn Qayyim, he mentions here. And that is indeed the patience in staying away from that which Allah prohibited. Number one, patience in implementing that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has indeed legislated and commanded. And number three, patience in restraining and holding oneself from complaining, from being angry, disgruntled, as it relates to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed decreed. So let's look at these three areas in detail. The first category is a sabr ala ta'atillah. We can say it's a paying patience upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that in the acts of ibadah and worship, the servant is in need of sabr. Because we know that that which flows in the hearts and the limbs and the minds of many is laziness to perform acts of ibadah. Laziness to perform a salah. This is sabr. The person needs sabr and patience to fight that laziness and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the affair of salah and its likes. And some have the difficulty and dislike spending of their wealth. بسبب البخل. They are stingy in performing and giving that which Allah has legislated from as zakah. وَمِنْهَا مَا يَكْرَهُ بِسَبَبِهِمَا جَمِيعًا. There are some who dislike both wealth and exhorting effort. There are some who dislike giving wealth and exhorting effort. So they refrain from doing acts of ibadah that needs the both, and that is indeed hajj. فَصَبُرُ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. So being patient upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed being patient upon that which is difficult and hard, no doubt. As it relates to every single act of ibadah, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we are in need of patience as it relates to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the acts of ibadah in three different stages. For every single act of worship, three different stages, we need to implement sabr. The first stage, qabla al-ibadah. The first stage, yani halatul ula, and this is mentioned by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. The first is before the act of worship. And what does this mean? It means that the person makes tasheeh of his niyyah. She makes tasheeh of her niyyah, purifies his or her intention, making it sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They have not been commanded except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for his religion. Ikhlas. And that is takhlis al-ibadah min shawa'ib al-shirk. Removing all discrepancies of shirk from every single act of ibadah. This requires sabr. Qabla al-ibadah. Patience before the worship, the act of worship. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hud, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Except for those who are patient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned patience. And then he mentions وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then after he mentions and do good deeds. So that sabr, that patience is making that ibadah, those good deeds that they are about to do, sincere for him subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those who are patient. They have patience. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they do good deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. The deed is accepted. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. For them is forgiveness. وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. An immense reward. And as we know in the famous hadith, عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الدنيا يصيبها أو إلى امرأة ينكرها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. In the hadith that is well known, that Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said, I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, verily actions are by intentions, and for every individual is that which they intended. So therefore we have to have that sabr and that patience before the ibadah. And anybody who feels that this is an easy stage, or that this is a stage which doesn't require much effort, then verily their sincerity is in need of additional sincerity. Because it's indeed a difficult shaq, difficult stage. And it requires the person to have this sabr, seeking that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not seeking immediate reward by false reward, by getting praise by those who are watching. The person is sabr, patient for that reward in the hereafter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.